Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for joining in on this Friday night blog talk radio ministries along with Facebook Live. I am so excited. So we're going to start off with saying, if you're not speaking tonight, please mute your phones because the man of God has a word in his mouth for the Lord on tonight for us. And I don't want to miss anything. I don't want you all to miss anything. I don't want any background noises interfere with what the man of God has to say. I'm just excited. I'm so excited. I hope you all are excited. Please get your Bibles, your pencils, your pads, notebooks, whatever it is that you want to write down. Please go to his page, Antoine Thomas, to view his Facebook Live service at the same time while you're listening to it on Facebook. And at the end of this program, we will open up the phones and allow you to ask questions. I am your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with my co-host, Minister Sheila Kaiser. We are here for this Friday night blog talk, Ministries Facebook Live from Smile3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. I'm going to see if the man of God is on the phone. Prophet, are you on the phone right now? Okay, while we're waiting on the prophet to get on the line, I'm going to see if Minister Sheila, are you on the phone right now? Okay. Well, while we're waiting for other people to get on the phone, I'm going to just begin to pray, and the man of God will let me know when he's on the phone and he's ready to proceed with the program. So if you all would just join with me in prayer, we are going to start off quoting our mandatory scripture that this program is founded on. That is Matthew 6:33, which says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And let's go on with prayer. Father God, we come to you on tonight, God, asking you from the depths of our heart to forgive us of every sin, O Lord, every sin that we have committed in our minds, in our hearts, and through our lips, God, every sin that we have meditated on, every sin that we have thought about, whether it was a small sin or a big sin, God, you said, but sin is sin. So whatever sin it is that we have seated in our hearts on today, God, we ask you to forgive us, God, and to be our Lord and Savior, oh God. God, we ask you to just get a hold to our mind, God. Get a hold to our mind. Teach us. Give us a yearning. Give us a hunger to keep our mind on you, oh Lord, to keep our mind on Jesus Christ, who would keep us in perfect peace. God, we ask you to just teach us how to keep our minds in the place of God's will, not my will. Keep our mind focus on your word. Keep our mind focused on a connection with you, oh God, to be in the place that you be, to love what you love and hate what you hate. God, we just ask you to cover our families, oh God, from the time of resting, from the time of rising, for the time of going out and the time of coming in. God, cover us even when we're out in the field, whether it's work or we're out having a good time, or we're just out hanging with family and friends. God, we just ask you to cover us at all times, oh God. We just ask you to keep your hands on our family, God. Protect them, protect them, protect them. Keep your blood around them, oh God. Put a hedge around them. Oh Lord, I just ask you to cover our health and strength, oh God. Give us the health that we need to do what we need to do to provide for our family, as well as to provide for the ministries we are in and the ministries we are over. God, I just ask you to give us a will to want to carry on your ministry, your ministry of holiness, God. You said that we have to be holy. And, God, we just ask you to cover the ministry that you have appointed us to, the ministry that you have put down in us, oh, God. We're asking you to just give us a mind to want to just do your will your way. God, give us a heart to care about the people, to care about the well-being, God, that when we see the need, God, to smile, to speak, or to pray, to even give or take care, God, give us a heart to want to do for the people. God, give us a heart to leave messy people alone, to leave them in their place. Let them know what the word said and what thus said the Lord, and let them know that we are not a part of the mess, but we're just a part of the body of Christ. God, I just asked you before, and I'll ask you again, let your will overtake us, God, overtake our families, overtake our finances, overtake anything that's concerning us, God. We want you to stir up the shut-up ministry in us that does not speak your word, that does not speak what God says, that does not speak holiness. God, because your word said holiness or hell, and God, we want to deal with holiness. God, teach us how to speak what your word says, God. God, block our ears that we don't let anything enter our ear gates. Take the blinders off our eyes, God, that we will see things the way you would have us to see them, oh God. We just ask you to give us a new heart, God. Pour new wine into this old vessels that you have called. God, we just ask you to be God in our life, to be God in our family, to be God in everything that concerns the body of Christ. God, keep us focused. Keep us covered. Keep us connected, oh Lord. And keep us steadfast on your word. Keep us steadfast in you. For God, you know our hearts. But we know that your word said that no good thing dwells in the heart of man. But God, we're asking you to give us a new heart. Cleanse our heart, oh Lord. Teach us. Teach us, God. Give us an earning in our spirit. Give us a desire to say, I want to be about God's will. In Jesus' name, we pray that he cover us, even our country, even all other countries, God. Just cover this world, God. Let your will be done, oh Lord, concerning your people. Wake us up, oh God. Wake up the church. Wake up the body of Christ. Your will, your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Now I'm going to ask the prophet, is he on the line? Prophet Antoine Thomas, are you on the line? I see he's live on Blog Talk, but I don't see him live on.
Yes, ma'am, we're on the line.
Have your way, Prophet.
I'm on the line now. Yes, ma'am, can you hear me?
I'm typing on this page. I can't hear you. So. He can hear us.
It'll be coming through a different number. I believe it's a 6188 number.
6188. Apostle, can you open up 6188?
Good evening. Do me a favor and share this and like this. Are you having difficulty hearing me tonight?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can you guys hear me on Blog Talk Radio tonight?
No. No, I can't. Just through your Facebook.
Amen. Well, blessed while they're getting that together, thank you for coming out tonight. Thank you for being online with us tonight, whether it be on Instagram or Facebook. Blog Talk Radio, we appreciate you tonight. I'm excited about what God will say to us tonight.
No, I can't. Just be on Facebook.
Just on Facebook. Okay. For some reason, they can't hear me on Blog Talk. Am I unmuted on Blog Talk?
No, you're not muted on. I don't think you're muted on Blog Talk. I'm asking to possibly let to open the line for you. Well, go ahead. I'm holding my phone up.
So hopefully through the way of area of Facebook, you can hear that as well. I'm excited because God is still good. Touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand. But save his life. So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job and his sore spoils and sold the sole of his feet into his crown. And he took him and postured, scraped himself withal, and he sat down among the ashes. I want to stop right there. I want to stop right there on purpose.
I cannot hear you any longer, Prophet, on Facebook. You all begin to pray because the enemy of our soul don't want us to hear this word. Not only is there no sound on Facebook Live, it's buffing also.
I know the enemy hates my guts today because this is on purpose.
Also, Buffy, and the sound is gone out. And every time I type a word in, it changes. The devil is a lie. God will have his way on tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Have your way, Lord. Let the word come through. Oh, my God. Have your way, God. In the name of Jesus. God, your word will come through. Your word will come through. Release Facebook Live. Release Blog Talk. God, move in moving in your power, oh Lord. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, God. Have your way, oh God. Have your way, Lord. The video has stopped. In Jesus' name. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to go out of the live and come back in. Hopefully that'll help. Because God's going to get the glory.
All right. One way or another, I will get this done.
That's it, Pastor. That's it, Prophet. That's it.
Are you able to hear me on Facebook now?
Yes. Yes.
Coming.
It froze up again. Oh, my God. Lord, you don't have a victory on tonight, oh God. You don't have victory. It froze up again. I'm typing to the man of God. I'm so upset with Facebook trying to kill what God is doing, but you're not going to do it. I'm going to go out. Come back in again. Gonna keep doing it till God have his way.
I very much so appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
Yeah.
All right, if y'all can hear me, give me some thumbs up. Let me know you can hear me pretty good. What's going on? Wonderful. All right, sound clear now.
To God be the glory.
All right. We're going to do it. We're going to be the team. We got to be twisted.
Yes, amen. That's it, that's it.
So, if you were
share
able to hear us, what's going on, Keto? If you weren't able to hear us, we were reading Job chapter 2. And we were talking about how the Lord offered Job up. And the Bible said that the sons of men, the sons of God, came before the Lord. And then Satan also presented himself. He wasn't there by happenstance.
I didn't break down for nothing.
I didn't go, everything that I've been through is not going to be for naught. That's a lie. That's a lie. I heard someone say they were in a relationship and they said I wasted all my time in this relationship.
Ah, glory.
And I said, no, you didn't waste your time. You only wasted your time if you didn't gain anything.
That's it.
If there was nothing that came out of what you went through. And sometimes we look at things because the outcome isn't what we want it to be. We feel like it was a waste of time. I could have did something else.
Mm.
But what did you learn in that? In every bad relationship you've been through, what have you learned? Now, if you haven't learned anything, then you did waste your time. But if you saw yourself in a different manner, not just that other person, not just what they did, not just what they did wrong, not just what they how they hurt you, not just that they lied, but
mm-hmm.
if you learned some things about yourself, if you learn, hey, I'm a little impatient, hey, I'm a little spoiled, I'm a little selfish, I'm a little self-centered, I'm a little egotistical, what did you learn? Thank you, Lord, I hear you talking. My God, I was trying to be quiet because the girls are trying to watch TV in the next room. But I feel the Holy Ghost saying, listen, I brought you through this, and I brought you to it.
That's
my
it.
My God.
Not
just brought you through it, I presented a problem to you to prove to you that you're stronger than what you've allowed yourself to know.
Amen.
Because a lot of times, it's not the enemy that's counting us out first, it's us counting us out first. Sometimes you need more faith in yourself.
Yeah.
Your faith in God is not what the question is. Sometimes your faith in yourself is what the biggest problem is.
Yes.
Sometimes we are so busy counting ourselves out. We're so busy saying that I can't do it, I can't have it, I can't go, or I'm not this enough, I'm not that enough, and there's somebody else more qualified. But there may be somebody else more qualified. But there ain't somebody that's called. Hallelujah.
That's it.
And you're smarter, thank you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus.
Yes.
You're smarter than you know.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You're stronger than you know. You're wiser than you know. You're more resourceful than you give yourself credit for. Bless you, Jesus. And watch this. If God puts a trial in front of you, it's not because he's intending for you to fail. It's simply because he trusts you. Bless you, Jesus.
Mm.
God, my mother, many of you know Freddie Jr. Many of you know Freddie Jr. You know Freddie Jr. is a special needs child. Diagnosed with as mildly mentally retarded. And so my mother would testify about how when she found out what the doctors were saying about my brother, thank you, Lord Jesus, she said, Lord, why me? Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Lord, what did I do to deserve this? Hallelujah. What did I do wrong? How did I mess up? And God said, she said, the Lord said to me, I gave you one of my special kids because I trust you.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Yeah,
bless
yeah.
you, Jesus. And you keep looking at your trial, your tribulation, or your circumstance as a result of what you did wrong.
Mm.
But the truth of the matter is, it's simply because God can trust you. Hallelujah. I wish somebody would type in there, Lord, you can trust me. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. I wish somebody would just type in there, God, you can trust me with this trial. You can trust me with this tribulation. You can trust me with this qualifying event. Because God did not intend for you to fail. He didn't put you there for you to fail. He didn't put you there for you to fall. Hallelujah. My aunt would sing a song all the time that says, he didn't, hallelujah, bless you, Jesus. He didn't bring me this far just to leave me. He didn't teach me to swim to let me drown. He didn't build his home in me to move away. And he didn't lift me up just to let me down. I came tonight to encourage somebody, hallelujah, on this fourth Friday in the month of July of 2020 to tell you, hallelujah, God's got investment. God's invested in you. And don't let the investment fail. Don't let the investment fall. Don't mess up God's trust. Hallelujah. He's making you a living commercial.
Yeah.
So why would you let God, why would you let the devil come in your presence? He let you in there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless you, God, you can trust me. He's omniscient. He's all knowing, all powerful. Why would you ask Satan? Satan, what is he doing? And notice that he does not even address the angels. He immediately talks to Satan. Why? Because God says, I got a plan. I got an outcome. I wish somebody would know that God set Satan up for you. I'm going to say it again. I said God set Satan up for you. God's going to make the devil look like a fool just for you. He's about to prove the devil wrong by approving you for devil. Good God Almighty, Joe Fire. Sugar Mama, I'm about to run on that one. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. He's about to prove the devil wrong by approving you for devil.
Glory. Glory, glory.
All right. My God. Okay, I got to leave that thing alone. I'm going to come back to that one. My Jesus. I got to say it again. Hallelujah. I said he's going to prove the devil wrong by approving you for devil. Okay. God, why would you offer me up without telling me? Always fuss at my wife and kids because they sometimes tend to sign me up for stuff and daddy gonna take me and daddy'll go and ask your dad'll take you or you know, daddy, can you take me here? And sometimes I fuss at them and tell them, you know, hey, don't sign me up for stuff. You know, don't volunteer me for stuff. And so forth and so on. So they'll say to me, well, you know, daddy, we sent you because you know this and because you know how to get here. You know how to get there on time. Well, you know what this is. And you got da-da-da-da-da. And so then they have a reason specifically for why they chose me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So forth and so on. I would always fuss at my kids about why they seem to always eat my stuff and never seem to ask their mother for their stuff. And so Tyler said to me, daddy, because you always got the good stuff. And so I'm trying to tell somebody, God offered you up because
yeah.
He knows what's inside of you.
Amen.
He believes in you. He knows what you can do. Why? Because he made you. He is the author and the finisher. The perfecter of your faith. In other words, God is saying, I know you don't see it right now, but I put you, hallelujah, I put you in this position.
Glory to God.
I'm buffering you to make sure you'll come out.
Come on, man. Come on, man of God. Come on.
I purposely put you there to rub you the wrong way. I purposely put you there to agitate you. I purposely put you there to make you pray, to make you worship,
on purpose.
To make you praise, to make you hit your knees, to make you
yes,
fast,
God.
To make you come before me,
come on, Lord.
Lay prostrate before me. I put you there on purpose. My
glory
God, they said, Master, who did see that this man was born blind? Hallelujah.
Nobody.
My
hey,
God,
glory.
Today, he said, nobody seen.
Nobody.
This happened so that the glory of God could manifest.
Yes,
and I'm trying to tell you the reason why
the
you're dealing with is because the glory of God is going to be manifested to your situation.
Yes.
I know it. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. I know it's hard. I know it's difficult.
God.
I know it's tough. I know it seems like nobody understands what you're going through. Nobody sees what you're going through.
Nobody
you can't explain it. You can't relate
Hallelujah.
To nobody else. But God is saying, I'm going to get glory out of this.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to get glory. I'm going to gain. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
My God. That's what the gain is in here. That's why you're a commercial prophet. He's going to get the glory. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he's going to get the praise. He's going to be lifted. He said,
Hallelujah.
If I
be lifted up,
I will draw
Hallelujah.
Listen here. The more you praise him, the more you give him glory, the
yes.
more he draws. The more you worship him, the more he draws. The more
yes,
you keep
yes,
going
yes.
through, the more he draws. If you don't... He'll draw. Hallelujah. If you don't bend, he'll draw. If you don't bow, he'll draw. If you keep your faith, he'll draw.
Yes,
if you keep praising, he'll draw. If
Hallelujah.
You keep worshiping, he'll draw. You keep giving, he'll draw. If you don't turn around, he'll
draw. Yes, yes, yes.
Don't you turn around. Hallelujah. God's making you a commercial property. Apostle Martin Hester years ago preached a message at the fountain and said, God's making me an expert. I'm trying to tell you whatever you do, whatever it is, whatever they say, however you feel, don't you give up. God is trusting you.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
You can trust you, oh God.
You to break the rules of faith.
Oh, glory to God.
What are you saying to me, prophet? What are the rules of faith?
Hallelujah.
Even though I don't see it, it's working out for my good. Because now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Come on, I need y'all to share this. Come on, share this, like this. Come on. In other words, Job saying, what I can't see, what I don't know, is working for my good.
Hey, you better say that.
Because when you said yes to God, you became a commercial commercial
yes,
property.
Lord.
When you said yes, Lord, I'll do. Yes, Lord,
yes,
I'll say. When you said, what do I have to do? What do I have to say? How do I have to walk each and every day? Tell me what does it cost to just to carry my cross because I want to be a follower of Christ.
Yes.
You then became a commercial property.
Yeah.
Why do I have to love those who despitefully misuse me? Why do I have to turn the other cheek? Why do I have to keep giving when there's bills to do? Why do I have to give somebody a ride who don't even talk to me? Why do I have to smile? How come I can't cheat on my taxes? How come I can't bend the rules? How come I can't slap somebody? Because you're a commercial property. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Bless you, Jesus.
Yes.
My God, today. How come I can't do what everybody else is doing? Because you're a commercial property. How come I can't go to the party? Your commercial property. How come I can't smoke the weed? Your commercial property. How come I can't do the drinking? Your commercial property. How come I can't do the drinking? Because you're commercial property. How come I can't fornicate? Your commercial property. How come I can't commit adultery? You're a commercial property.
Glory to God.
And don't you forget it.
Mm.
It does not matter what everybody else is doing.
Jesus.
Stop living your life like an abandoned building. God today.
Glory to God.
People are always talking about it. If I was you, I would. But you ain't me. You're not me. And I'm not bringing my property value down for the sake of making you feel better.
Oh, glory.
I was suggesting to you what you ought to be doing and what you should have said and how you should have handled it. Girl, if I was you, couldn't have been me. That's right, it couldn't have been you. Because you weren't designed for this. You weren't graced for this.
You weren't called
for this. You weren't anointed for this.
Mm. Glory to God.
You got to be careful. Because what do you do when the closest person to you is your strongest discourager?
Uh-oh.
What do you do when the people who should be encouraging you are telling you to turn your back on God?
Messy people.
And remember what you said to God.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not always what he said to you. Remember what you said to him.
Mm-hmm.
When he sung a song in the church that said, I made a vow to the
Lord
and
I won't take it back.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Bless you, Jesus.
Yeah.
See, because what God said to you may not keep you accountable.
Yes,
but when
God.
You remind yourself of what you said to him, hallelujah, you
glory
said to him,
God.
All to Jesus, I surrender. Bless you, Jesus. All to him,
I freely give.
Yeah. I will ever love and trust you in your presence, daily lean. I surrender all. Don't you forget what you promised him. Don't you forget what you offered him. Don't you forget what you told him I'll give to you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
You're too busy giving up on what we promised to God.
Mm.
We're expecting God to keep his word, but we won't keep ours.
Oh.
We're expecting God to be consistent,
and
we keep cheating on him. We're expecting God to be faithful, and we keep having conjugal business on him.
Oh, Lord Jesus, help us. Help us, God.
Watch this. The Bible says that Job's friends came on purpose. The Bible literally says that Job's friends, they made an appointment to see Job.
Uh-huh.
They came on purpose to discourage him.
That's what it says.
They came on purpose, BK. Prophet BK, they came on purpose to discourage him. And some folks are on assignment.
Yes, they are.
To discourage you. They're on assignment to turn you around.
Mm-hmm.
They're on assignment to make sure that you fail.
Messy people.
I told you so. I told you he wasn't about nothing. I told you that Aliana couldn't do no dancing. I knew it. I told you that prophet wasn't no good.
Jesus.
They're expecting you to fail. They're expecting you to mess up. They're expecting you to for the bottom to fall out.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? I don't want you to blame them. I don't want you to get upset with them.
I
don't want you to shun them. Because it's not about them.
They're on assignment.
Hallelujah. I want you to stay focused. It's about God's trust in you.
Yes.
And don't you betray his trust.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory
There's
God.
Always going to be something that tries to discourage you.
Mm-hmm.
There's always going to be something that tries to turn you around. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
We should sing a song that says, I ain't going to let nobody
turn
me around. Turn me around. Turn. I ain't gonna let
nobody
turn me
around.
I gotta keep on walking, keep on talking, marching up the King's
freedom
lane.
Yes.
We should sing a song that says, "Heaven is my goal." Each and every day, I gotta keep. Hallelujah. I gotta keep on moving in the right way. But Lord, if I stumble while I'm on my way, step aside and don't block my way, because I don't want nobody stumbling over me. Listen here. You better stay focused. You better keep it moving.
Glory.
I've got a God to, my God, I got a charge to keep and a God to glorify. I don't care who you are or what you are.
Yes.
Even Jesus said, that made my mother, my father, my sister, my brother are those who are doing the will of
God. Yes.
They're too entangled in natural relationships, and they keep you from being focused on what God said. And what you said to him.
Yes.
You got to make sure that the consistency of your praise outweighs the longevity of your struggle.
Yes.
Good God Almighty. Sugar Mama, you heard that?
You better preach on tonight,
Papa. I
got to
say it again.
You better preach.
The consistency, hallelujah.
Yes.
Bless you, Jesus. The consistency of your praise must outweigh the longevity of your struggle.
That's it.
My God, today.
Jesus.
That was heavy. I'm sorry. I got to say it one more time for the Holy Ghost. The consistency of your praise must outweigh the longevity
of your struggle. Yes, ma'am.
Don't you let what you see determine what your heart believes.
Yes. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Because what are you going to do when you go from being independent to a squatter?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for your glory, oh God.
He said to him, he's good as long. The devil said to Satan, said to the Lord, he's good as long as you got a hedge around him. My God, y'all, I'm preaching good to me.
Yes,
I don't know if this is blessing y'all, but I need y'all to share this. It's going to bless somebody else besides me.
Yes.
God, everything bless me again. Help me, Holy Ghost.
Bless us, oh God.
He said, you have a hedge around him, and of course he's good with the hedge around him. Anybody's good as long as they're protected. Anybody's good as long as they're in church. You're okay as long as you're around church folk. You're okay as long as all your bills are paid and the car's running and there's food in the refrigerator and all your friends are okay with you. But what do you do when the protection and the comfort of your blessing is gone?
Stay focused and consistent.
And God
said,
you tried this once before to turn him against me. You tried to get me to take him out. And it didn't, my God, help me, Holy Ghost, it didn't work the first time. I want to remind somebody, the devil tried it before and it didn't work.
Yes, he did.
Oh,
man,
I got to switch gears right
over here. Hallelujah.
I tried to be cool.
I ain't feeling the quiet no more.
I want to tell somebody that the enemy tried it once before. And what you're forgetting is that he tried it. Oh my God, he tried it and you made it through it. I gotta go to church now, y'all. He tried it.
Yes.
He tried it once before.
Glory.
And you made it through it.
made it, I made it, I made it, I made it.
I wish somebody would type for me. I made it through the first time.
I made it.
Yes, God.
I made it. Hey.
Oh, hallelujah. My God, I feel good churchy right up in here. I'm Thursday, Friday night. I wish somebody would tell the truth that I made it through before, and I'll make it through it again. I survived it before, and I'll survive it again. My God, I'll praise him now.
Yes, God.
And I will praise him later, because God's not the man.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes.
My God, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
I'm
hallelujah. I'm a survivor. Hey, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I got the victory. Hallelujah. I'm still here. Hey, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah.
No weapon
formed against me shall prosper. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Jesus. But I came to tell somebody God's
going
to do it all over again.
Hey, glory.
The devil tried Job.
Yeah.
And he tried him again.
Yeah.
But God kept him.
Hallelujah.
God covered him.
Hey. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
God's going to cover you again. God's going to keep you again.
Yes, God.
Rise again.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Oh, glory to God.
Come through again.
Hallelujah.
Don't get weary.
Yes, God.
And well do it.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
My God.
Have your way, God. Oh, God, you moved on tonight, God.
If you faint not.
Hey.
If you faint not.
Yeah.
If you faint not.
Hallelujah. Hey. Glory, 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 God. Hallelujah.
Double
for your trouble.
Hold on.
Hold on. Hold on. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God.
The devil don't like you.
Yes, yes,
if God can trust you,
hey.
I can't go to the party, your commercial property. How come I can't smoke the weed, your commercial property? How come I can't make do the drinking because your commercial property? How come I can't fornicate, your commercial property? How come I can't commit adultery, your commercial property?
Yes, God.
And don't you forget it. Don't like it. That God believes in you. Make the devil mad.
Yes.
And keep believing. Make the devil mad. And keep trusting him. Make the
glory to God. The enemy know he don't want us to get this word on tonight. He don't
if
want
I,
it.
My God. If I keep moving, if I keep trusting him,
yes.
If I keep praising, my Lord.
Glory to God.
My God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God today.
Yes, God.
My devil's on the way.
Hey.
My devil's on the way.
Yes, God.
My devil's on the way.
Yes.
My devil's on the way.
On the way, on the way, on the way. Hallelujah. My devil's
on the way.
Hallelujah, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Oh, my God. Hey. Hallelujah, Jesus.
God didn't waste your time.
Yes, hallelujah. God, I thank you. Your way, not my way, God. Your will, not my will, Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey. My double is coming. Hallelujah, Jesus.
That's all
the
book closed.
Yeah.
My devil's coming.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
My devil's coming.
Yes, 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 Lord.
Give me a second.
Bring it, Lord. Hey, Jesus.
My God, I gotta run on
that job. Hey, praise him. Praise him, yes, Lord. Hey, glory, God. Have your way, oh God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Just tell somebody the book ain't over with.
The book ain't over with.
God just closed the book.
He haven't closed
God
the book.
Just shut it down.
Yes, God.
Hang on in there.
Hallelujah.
Be not
weary. Hey, we're well doing. Hey.
In due season.
Jesus, yes. Be
hey,
not
God,
weary
God.
And well doing.
Hey.
In due season. Hey, glory
hey.
To God. Hallelujah.
I feel like I'm in church and
here,
Sugar Mama.
Yes.
Holy
Hallelujah,
God.
Jesus. I give him the praise. Yes. Have your way, God.
My God today.
Have your way, God.
I gotta go.
Have your way, God. Have your way, Lord.
Hey,
hey,
hey. I said the book ain't over.
That's
hey.
It.
I said the book ain't
That's
over.
It. Glory to God.
Don't you put it back on the shelf.
Mm.
Don't you stop reading.
Hallelujah.
Don't you stop pushing.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
All right.
My God. All right. Oh, glory.
I gotta go.
I gotta go. Jesus.
I gotta go.
Hey.
Somebody gonna think I'm crazy.
Hallelujah.
I gotta go. Lift your hands right there.
Hallelujah.
Worship him. Give him praise.
Glory, God.
Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I bless your name.
Thank you for trusting us.
I bless
you,
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Us.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for trusting
me.
You
made us so perfect before
you. Hallelujah.
Father, I so
Hallelujah.
Much more than like you. But yet you trust
us. Oh, glory,
Hallelujah.
God. Thank
yet
you.
Yet you have faith in us.
Thank you for trusting me.
And we give you honor. We give you glory.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for trusting us.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for trusting me. In spite of our wrongdoing.
Oh, glory, God.
In spite of our shortcomings.
I thank you
in spite
for
of what
trusting
we've said.
Me.
In spite of what we've
oh,
done.
Oh, Lord.
In spite of what
we've
gone.
You yet trust me.
And we give you the praise and we give you honor. Father,
thank
we declare
you, Lord,
we will not let you down.
Trust
we won't turn
me.
Our back on you.
Thank you, God, for your favor because
you
trust
you
me. Oh, God, I thank you.
We won't let
thank
you down.
Lord.
We promise, God, we give you honor.
I won't
we give you
let
glory.
You down. Thank you, God. You
we give
God.
You praise. We give you glory.
Glory to
you. You are an awesome wonder.
Yes.
Father, it is our prayer and our desire.
Yes.
To be pleasing your sight. We give you all the honor
yes.
and all the glory. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
Do me a favor, y'all.
Hallelujah.
I can't go yet. I feel like somebody got to sit there and worship him just for a
Take
moment. Come
glory
on.
To God.
The enemy thought you thought you were on the verge of giving up.
Hallelujah.
You felt like
Jesus.
Nobody understood where you were going, where you were at.
Thank you for trusting me.
Felt like nobody
Hallelujah.
Could identify
Hallelujah, God.
Where you are.
Thank you for trusting me.
But God got your back.
You didn't give up on me,
Hallelujah.
God. Thank you for bragging
you
on
that?
Me, oh Lord.
Do me a favor,
thank
share
you.
This.
Thank you,
on
Lord.
Your heart and soul.
Thank
Obey
you,
the
Jesus.
Lord.
For trusting me.
I'm prophet.
Oh, glory.
Remember this, God's not your limit.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Be blessed tonight.
Hallelujah. See, Blog Talk, see what I'm talking about? God. Thank you, Lord, for trusting me. Thank you, God, for the man of God. No matter how the enemy tried to stop the word, I told you I was excited because I knew the man of God had a word in his mouth on tonight. I don't know if anybody can speak through. I don't know if the lines are open. But if you can, just please buddy in on my conversation. That way I know you can talk. But if not, I'm just going to keep talking. I thank God for the man of God on tonight. He talked about now faith. I was writing down some key points. He talked about being community property. Do you know how valuable, as he said, community property is? I'm sorry, commercial property is. Commercial property is something that's in a community. Most likely it's a big factory. It has many layers to it. I thank God for trusting me. I thank God for looking for me because he had been bragging on me. I thank God for knowing that I went through this before and I could go through it again. Yes, some of us have forgotten the things that God has brought us through because 8 years ago to the date of yesterday, I had a stroke. But look at me now. Look what God has done for me. I know God is a healer, a provider. I know that I can trust God. Now I know God can trust me because I told him he can trust me. And I just wanted to say to you all, thank you for tuning in on tonight. I'm going to pause to see if anybody has anything to say, if they can get through the lines, if the lines are open. So let's see if you can get through. Do you have anything to say to the man of God on tonight? I don't even think the man of God can speak on the lines. I don't know what happened, but man of God, I just want to tell you, thank you. I shared your Facebook Live twice tonight because I want people to hear what you had to say. There's rules of faith. This is the now faith. God is drawing from you. All you got to do is just keep letting him trust you. Keep praising him. Keep giving. Keep doing what God has told you to do. Trust God. Trust him with everything. And because we know that the man of God has already prayed, we're going to go on and shut off the blog talk right now. But we want you to know that our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. See you next Friday, same time, same place. It will be, I think it's the fifth Friday, me and Prophet will get together and see what God would have us to do. We are also here on Sunday mornings, 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser. We're also here on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with ministers. This Monday is the fourth Monday, so it will be this awesome man of God again, Prophet Antoine Thomas. So get ready to get your double portion. Didn't he just preach tonight? His double was on the way. So God is going to pour into us a double time, hey, hey, with this man of God. Thank you all. So I will tell you, tune in Mondays, Fridays, and Sundays. Okay, good night, everyone. Love you with the love of the Lord. Bye-bye. God had his way on tonight.